This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's not waste any more of his time. Help me welcome to the program Brian Moran, a member of the Virginia House of Delegates and chairman of the House Democratic Caucus, waiting patiently on the line. Brian, how are you?
Fine, Coy. I've been listening there, and
we got a lot going on today.
Well, we have a lot going on. We are trying to conclude the session on time, which would be this Saturday. We still have a $78 billion budget to pass. The Senate and House conferees are working, probably as we speak. They're working on it, and hopefully they'll resolve their differences before Saturday. Of course, there are some very significant differences and philosophical, ideological differences, and both sides are fighting for their priorities, and we'll see how it ends up. Hopefully, we'll end up on time and with a budget that Virginians can be proud of.
Is there a possibility, Delegate Brian Moran is my guest, is there a possibility that we may be looking at a special session or an extended session for budget?
And both. It could be an extended session for the budget.
Right.
And a special session for transportation. That's not to say we couldn't conclude it all by Saturday, but you know, we have 48 hours, and that was a $78 billion budget having to do with public safety and education and a variety of issues, obviously important. The transportation issue is extremely important, and we've had to recover from a Supreme Court decision of last Friday that struck down our actions of last year. They declared it unconstitutional, and so we're back to square one on transportation. So it's probably unlikely that we could come up with a transportation deal. I've certainly been chatting with the governor and my Republican colleagues and Senate Democratic leadership and trying to come up with some areas of agreement, but I think it'd be unlikely that we could conclude that by Saturday. So it'd be more likely for a special session at a later time.
Brian, help us understand, where is the major holdups, you think?
In which?
In the budget.
In the budget? One victory today that there was a major point of disagreement between the Democrats and the Republicans in the budget. The House budget contained a provision that would have reduced state aid to local education significantly, I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars, by adopting a new methodology. They would have gone back to 2004 numbers to base state aid as opposed to what the real actual costs of education are. That, as of this afternoon, the House Republicans have retreated from that position. So that's a significant breakthrough. The other areas of disagreement, the pre-K, the governor's initiative, though I think both sides have put money in the budget. It's a matter of how much at this point. So I think that probably will be able to be resolved. The House budget contains significant money for mental retardation waivers. We have literally hundreds of Virginians on the waiting list for community-based services for mental health. They actually provide 800 waivers, which is a good thing. The Senate does 200, so that's a point of disagreement.
Right.
So the
and the conferees are trying to work all this out as we speak.
And they're trying to, yeah, so you're talking mental health, you're talking pre-K education, there's some areas in public safety. Also, as of, I just received a press release, the Senate Democrats will go along with my Alicia's Law money. I prevailed upon my House Republicans friends to include $1.25 million for Alicia's Law, which would beef up our law enforcement investigative techniques to apprehend child sexual predators. Tremendous problem. With the advent of the computer, these people are victimizing our children over the internet with images and child pornography. So, just as of literally, I just received notice that the Senate Democrats have agreed to include that in their budget. So, that's yet another piece of agreement. So, you know, we're marching toward an agreement. And so that's
breaking news right here, right now.
Got it on my BlackBerry that the They have agreed to put it in their budget.
Which is really significant, because I know you've put a lot of time and energy into that.
I've had Alicia Kozakiewicz. It's the woman that this law is named after. She is actually a survivor of a child abduction. She was 13 years of age. A pervert abducted her from a home in Pennsylvania, brought her to Virginia, and did indescribable things to her in his basement, locked her up in the basement. She's now 19 years of age. It's this wonderful story of courage and triumph. And she's come to Richmond twice now at my request. I brought her around to the Senate. Senators on the conference committee and introduced her, had her tell her story, and ultimately, there's no substitute for that type of personal relationship, and she was able to tell a very compelling story. So,
and remind us again what this Alicia's Law would do. It puts more money towards investigations of these predators.
Exactly. We have two ICAC offices in Virginia. One's in Bedford, one's in Northern Virginia. And ICAC stands for Internet Crimes Against Children. So these are the crimes that people conduct over the Internet. They send them child solicitations. It's actually estimated 1 in 5 children who regularly use the Internet receive a sexual solicitation. There's images that are communicated to them. And moreover, that in itself is a crime. But moreover, the Department of Justice has studied this, and those that will have it on their computer will actually victimize a child within their community. 30% of the time, these people are not limited to merely looking at these kind of images on their computer, but rather will victimize a child in the community. And this continues to grow. The problem continues to grow with the advent, with internet technology, and the police just don't have the capacity to, to investigate it.
They're right, right.
Small force, and the $1.25 million, they said they could double. They could double their efforts, and that means doubling the number of arrests of these child sexual predators. So that is tremendous news, and I just received it on my BlackBerry that the Senate's going to come out.
So we may, in fact, see that money then in the final version of the budget.